were talking about how peer delivery is killing your business and how you can avoid it. And my guest is Chinonso Anyeye, the brand doctor of Branded.ng, and he is here to share his experiences with launching a new business, you know, and being able to get people to pay upfront so that, I mean, pay for his services. First of all, he listed a few things, the reasons why peer delivery really is bad for your business at the end of the day. And this is something that a lot of us know, really. Sometimes somebody buys something from you online, you have to pay the cost of dispatching that item to the person. Sometimes the dispatch guy gets there, they're calling and calling and calling. They're not picking, you know, does he come back and go back? Does he wait? Time is money too. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes dispatch riders go funny. They can disappear with your products. Who collects the money? Do they collect it? You know, so those are the things that he has established as the challenges that you have as a business owner who is doing pay on delivery. And now he was, you know, trying to get into how to how to avoid this, what you can do to, as a newbie in business, how to get people to trust you and pay you before your sell a product.
Okay. As a newbie, how to get people to trust you to pay you before delivery. One, you have to, because you have to look authentic.
Okay, so authentic.
Very authentic. So one, it starts with your name. So if you, the kind of account that is in the habit of using underscores, special characters, those kind of names don't look authentic. So you have to work really hard in getting the right name for your business.
Okay,
I suggest you use names that are not more than 15 characters.
Okay.
And names that look real. So it starts with the name. Now, the next thing is, now, if the user clicks on the name, what does the user see?
Right.
Because first impression matters.
Okay.
If you don't make that first impression, the user will be skeptical buying from you. Now, your profile picture. If you're a business, you likely use a logo.
Your logo, right.
And your logo has to be as professional as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you're a personal brand, you also likely use your image.
Right.
And I suggest you take a very professional image at that.
Proper headshot.
So now, the idea behind getting your user pay you before delivery is branding your business properly.
Okay.
All people need to know is to make sure that you're not a scammer.
Right.
And the way not to be a scammer is to appear as authentic as possible. Now, your bio
not to be perceived as a scammer, right? Okay.
Your bio have to state categorically how you can help your consumers.
Right.
With your offering, your product and services.
So your bio needs to be clear and concise. Yes.
And another thing what most people neglect is how many people are you following. If you're following more people than people following you, it's some way sends an impression that you are spamming.
Are you serious?
Yes. Most people.
So that maybe they just went and sized up people following.
Yes.
Okay.
Most people have some people online have like 300 followers and they're following like 1,000. It doesn't send a good first impression. It sends a wrong impression in the mind of the buyer or the consumer.
I think I can relate to this because sometimes when someone follow me or try to send me a message or reach out to me, I go to their page and I just look. And I see, sometimes you see zero posts and you see that they're following so many people.
So that can be a huge problem.
Right.
Then secondly, your first 9 posts makes a huge impression on the mind of your consumer.
Okay.
Most people, if you're in the habit of posting memes, random pictures online, you might not convince the client enough. So make sure that your first 9 posts are actually compelling enough to make the client buy. Again.
Okay, so for instance, let's use a practical example. So somebody who sells, say, t-shirts.
Yeah.
What kind of, so this first 9 critical pictures or posts, what kind of posts?
Okay, the first 9 posts can be pictures of your well professional pictures of your t-shirts, videos of your product or services,
right.
Or videos of you talking. It has to be original content.
Okay.
Very original content. Now,
so product photography is very important, right?
Okay. Another point here is people have to know who is behind the brand.
Right.
So as much as possible, you have to make sure.
Faceless.
Yes, you have to make sure that your pictures, your videos, about you, talking about your product and services, are in the brand. Because once people land on your Instagram landing page, and if they can't recognize who is behind this brand, it sends a wrong signal to the consumer. Because if you can actually put your picture or videos on your brand, then you're most not likely going to scam the customer. Because of course, if you scam me, I'll download your picture, I'll download the video, and I'll trace you.
Okay.
Then another thing that
I'll blacklist you.
Another thing that is very important, or even call you up on
call you up social media. Right. Yes.
Another thing that is also very important that people neglect is your visual identity.
Right.
Now, what I mean by visual identity is the look and feel of your platform, your graphics, the look and feel of your font, all those things. You have to maintain a consistent color scheme.
Okay.
You have to maintain a consistent design scheme. You necessarily don't need to be a designer to do this. You can actually learn how to use Canva,
okay.
Then start coming up with designs. But the most important thing is that this design looks compelling enough and consistent.
Okay.
Again, on the list, client testimonies.
Right.
So, and I usually suggest you have these client testimonies on your Instagram highlights.
Okay.
If it's possible to get video testimony from clients, you have to do that, because the video testimonies are more legit.
Sorry to cut you, I'll ask a question. Yeah. What if you're new and you do not have testimonials yet?
Okay. If you're new or you do not have testimonials, you can actually send your products to family and friends.
Okay.
Or tell them to try it out.
Okay, okay.
And if they appreciate your product, they always give you testimony.
Okay, alright. And friends and ask for testimonials.
Yes.
Right. Okay, great. So let me just give a painted scenario of someone somebody has engaged you, they're chatting with them, I want to buy this product. Some people can be really Nigerians have trust issues.
Yes, yes.
So they slide into your DM and they want to buy this product. And they are insisting that no, I can't pay on delivery, I never pay on delivery, I can't pay before you send it. I have to that. How do you manage it? How do you put your foot down? Because sometimes you may feel like, this is my first sale, oh my God, I just want to. Yeah, so how do you put your foot down?
Of course, I've been in that scenario. Like, as in, first of all, you need to understand that pay on delivery is a virus.
Okay.
Okay. You know, this particular time, a client wants to buy a product from me. And this client wants to buy, it's not like the product she wanted to buy was very expensive. She just wanted to buy a product of 3,000 naira.
Okay.
And I've actually done pay on delivery for products for 50,000 naira, 100,000 naira. And I just buy it for 3,000 naira and you want me to do pay on delivery. Now, you have to, sometimes you just have to write it on your bio. We do not offer pay on delivery. Because if you, it's like,
won't that put people off?
See?
To make people just, this one.
At least you know that people who are only messaging you and people want to pay. Because one thing is that if you say, okay, let me just consider
one person
and do this, you have immediately
killed
your business value. Now, when we talk about branding, one of the purposes of business branding is to create trust. They say, okay, you have to create trust in the mind of your consumers to enable to buy from you. That's branding, right? Now, if a client now wants you to do pay on delivery, they don't trust you. They don't believe you.
True.
And you're not building a brand.
Which is why, okay.
You failed immediately. So once you do pay on delivery, you've defeated the idea behind branding. I have several clients on one of my business group program. These people pay me up to 100k, 300k, and they believe that I will deliver, and they don't disturb me. My product is not here, So I've been able to build that trust over time. In fact, I was going to deliver a product yesterday, and I've not delivered. And the lady is relaxed because she knows that the product will come to her. So that's the kind of relationship you want to build with your clients. Now, there's...
It's true. I mean, this thing that you're saying, I'm just imagining. People buy an Amazon.
Thank you.
You buy an Amazon and you don't... They don't
sell it. Stress.
But you're relaxed. You know that it's...
That's getting... brand building. Now, I'll put it in that scenario. There's one of my past business. There's this guy. He bought from me. He bought a tea worth 6,000 naira. The first time, I delivered. Then he came back to buy the same products. And he wanted to pay on delivery. He bought this from me before. And you're buying it again. Because that's the impression I created first. So you don't understand what you can finish. Look at Konga and Jumi. See, today they're still doing pay on delivery. So once you start it, just know that you can finish it again.
You are stuck.
So once you start your business, tell yourself, my company culture, pay before delivery. Even if I'm dying, even if there's no money, I'll...
And because, you know, people will ask that question. They say, what if I'm hungry? What if I'm under pressure and all that? Would I now say no? You know, all those kind of things.
That's the thing. See, this is counterintuitive. I'll give you an instance. See, if you're desperate to make a sale, you need to sell. The client will feel that there's something...
Say this to me again. If you're desperate... If you are desperate to make a sale,
you might not lose the sale.
Okay, so if you are desperate to make a sale, you might not. So you have to relax.
Yeah, if you're desperate to make the sale, you might not close the sale. Now, if you're desperate to make a sale, the client will, you're sending three signals. Now, the client will feel that there's something wrong with your product, or there's something wrong with your offering, or there's something wrong with your brand. Now, I'll give you an instance. A client messaged me and said, okay, I want you to deliver this product to Port Harcourt. Me, I don't pay before they deliver you. I've never done this before. Yeah, this stuff I designed, notice of we don't offer pay on delivery. I said to her, madam, we don't offer pay on delivery. That I told her, we only offer original products. And if you want to buy elsewhere, be careful. And make sure that you're buying the original stuff. Now, you see what that
confidence.
Confidence. And you know, that confidence actually, I came up again. I said, I feel that you won't do this for the delivery. I said, madam, please, you can actually buy elsewhere.
Okay.
I told madam, you can actually buy elsewhere, but we don't offer pay on delivery because we are proud about the product we offer.
Many times, business owners are just afraid that if we let this one go,
that's the problem.
How will we sell?
Do you know that this client later paid me?
Because you put your foot down.
I put my foot down, and it sends the impression that, see, I'm confident about my product. Because when I buy this product, I didn't pay the supplier on delivery.
There's another question I want to bring, because we talked about this before we came on air. You know, there's this issue of, does it matter the type of product or service you're selling?
Yes.
Because if it's a product or a service that somebody, they'll just walk away.
Well.
So does it apply to everybody and every type of product? Or it depends.
Well, now the key here is not just branding your online platform, branding your products.
So that you can
do. Now, if I pick this phone now, let's say if I pick this case now, and this is a
Hey Wendy,
and this is a generic case.
Okay.
I can actually buy it from anywhere.
Yes.
But if I pick this case now and I place my logo on it, I tell you that. Because my focus on it, there's something different about this product.
So it stands out.
In as much as it's everywhere, but for the main part that my this, and now, brand is all about perception. I'm building that perception on my product, that my product is more authentic.
It's for, yeah.
My product is more authentic and my product will serve you better. So now, I'll build the perception on the product, although that you can get this product
anywhere, your
but
own
you can't
is...
get the one with my logo on it. So that's why all the products I sell online, I make sure that I brand it properly. You can go to my Instagram page, Reprovive. R-O-E-P-R-O-V-I-V.
Okay, yeah, so that's the business we're going to use as the case study.
So I make sure that I brand my products. So even if you can get it elsewhere, but you can't get the one with my logo on it.
Which is like a guarantee. That this is authentic.
So now, for example, Starbucks, they sell coffee. They sell coffee everywhere.
You can buy coffee anywhere.
And they sell coffee for like $4. So, but other brands can sell $1. But because their logo is on it,
that's a seal of.
That's a steal. Wow. So, building a brand, So you want to build trust in the mindful consumer. So if your consumer, you're paying on delivery, you're not building trust because they don't trust you enough. And the thing is that I don't want you to distrust me.
Something that you're a scammer.
Yes, for you to be in business with me, you have to trust me, you have to build a relationship with me.
So building relationships too is important.
I can't send you something be on delivery and you say that we're going.
Yes, you are right. Branding. Give the customers a great perception of your products or services. That's Craft House Media. Thank you so much.
So now, I want trust. I want perception. Even if many other sellers selling the same kind of product. It's not the same as the one with my logo. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. So I want community building. People who can say, Vash, this is the product to go for.
Right.
So whenever you see my products anywhere, say, you know that I want to buy this one because you have a sense of community in with that brand.
Okay, so sorry. We've run out of time. That's what always happens. But we'll just quickly, just to wrap up.
Yeah.
What is the key thing that you think has made the difference for you with Provide?
Yeah.
You know, because this business started less than how many months?
Yeah, like 4 months ago.
4 months ago, and you've been able to break into the market and you have people who are like your loyal customers who pay you upfront a lot. What made the difference?
Okay, now, like I said, the foundation is very important. If you get the foundation faulty, whatever you're building on the business is...
So people should not be in a hurry. Make sure that the foundation is right.
There's no one thing that makes a difference, but I'll give you the steps.
Okay.
First of all, if you come up with a business idea, the first thing you should ask yourself, what is the name of this business?
So the name?
So when I come up with Reprovive, I make sure that I have that name consistent on Instagram, Twitter, reprovive.com, Pinterest, Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that this is my name online. Nobody can steal it from me. Number two, you have to choose your color scheme. What color do you want to use?
Right.
For me, it was more, I use green.
Okay.
Because I want to have a feel of nature.
Okay.
So I can feel of myself.
All right.
Then, again, your unique selling proposition.
Very key. So your unique selling proposition is very important.
Your unique selling proposition. Why would the client buy from me and not my...
And not from your competitors.
Competitor is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the niche is very important. The niche, okay. The problem you're solving. Okay, now I'll give you an instance. Okay, a lady came to me and told me, oh, I want to go into a business, I want to buy a product. I asked her, what's the product you're trying to buy? She said that this is a big problem for most mothers. She said, what's the problem? She said, okay, nail cutters. She said, most mothers have problem of cutting their
nails. True, I dread cutting my child's nails.
Okay, how much is this product? How much do you want to sell this product? So that she bought the product for I think $5 that she wants to sell for $25. I said nobody will buy this product for $25.
Why?
Because
why do you say so?
In as much as it's a problem,
it's
but
not
the client
that
can
strong.
Live with that problem. At most they'll use their teeth. So yes, there's a problem. So you have to ask yourself
how pressing
the problem
is that
you're solving. How pressing? Me, I'm in the fertility and reproductive health age. So I can be cocky. So it's a problem for most people. Most people have
fibroid,
endometriosis, ovarian cysts, fertility issues. So most low sperm count, reproduction. So they need this product. And what I make them feel that if you're not buying from me, whatever you're buying from is fake. And that's an value. You have to create a value content. If you are just selling.
Okay.
Nobody will buy.
Create value.
Mm.
Okay, sorry, I'm chopped. I'm sorry I have to cut you here because, of course, it's supposed to be a 10-minute show. And if you're just joining, my guest is Chinonso Anyehe, the brand doctor and herbalist who has talked about how he has managed to work out, how he has managed to build a brand from scratch, just less than 4 months old. And you know, has been able to gain the trust of his customers and get them to pay before delivery. Because the key thing we're talking about is how pay on delivery is killing many businesses, right? So, and it starts from your foundation. He has said the way you name your business, your color scheme, what is your unique selling proposition? You have to know what it is, right? So thank you so much for coming to the show.